It was a first for the town of Innisfil. The first public lighting of the menorah on the first night of Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights. Families and local dignitaries attended the menorah lighting, held at the Lakeshore Idealab and Library on Sunday. While the heart of Hanukkah is in the home, lighting the candles in a family setting, a public menorah lighting is symbolic, said Rabbi Zev Kaplan of Chabad Innisfil. It is a light against the darkness of oppression. A candle of peace, a candle of truth, a candle of hope. That is the message of Hanukkah, said the rabbi. He told the story of the Jewish Maccabees, who, approximately 2,100 years ago, defeated a larger Assyrian force and regained control of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, only to find that the temple had been defiled. The temple was restored, but when it came to lighting the holy lamp, the menorah, they found only one jug of sanctified olive oil, left untouched. This jug was only enough to last for one day, Rabbi Kaplan said. Miraculously, the oil lasted 8 days, just over a week, the amount of time it takes to sanctify olive oil. That is why Hanukkah lasts for 8 days, and why a candle is added to the menorah on each night of the holiday. The holiday of Hanukkah, known as the Festival of Lights, commemorates the miraculous victory of the few over the many, said Rabbi Kaplan. Freedom over oppression, light over darkness. One candle is able to dispel a lot of darkness. He also shared a reminder from the days of the blackouts in New York during the Second World War, when the public was told, a single candle in somebody's living room can be seen hundreds of miles up in the air. The rabbi noted, the little candle of peace, the candle of truth is able to dispel a lot of darkness. A single act of kindness to one another has an effect thousands of kilometers away. The concept of public menorah lightings began in the 1970s, initiated by Chabad Lubavitch, a Hasidic movement with a strong community outreach, and leader Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson. Hanukkah was described as the triumph of freedom over oppression, spirit over matter, light over darkness. There is no stopping it. Such is the nature of light. Since that first public menorah lighting, over 50,000 menorahs have been set up at town halls, city squares and in parks in the U.S. and around the world. Among those attending the Innisfil event were MP for Barry Innisfil John Brassard, Catherine Chabot from MPP Andrea Kanjan's office, Innisfil Deputy Mayor Dan Davidson, Innisfil Councillors Bill Van Berkel and Ken Fowler, and Mayor Lynn Dolan. Welcome to this historic moment in the town of Innisfil, said the mayor. The first annual menorah lighting. She promised that the menorah would be relocated to the town hall, and will reside next to our Christmas tree. Mayor Dolan lit the shamash, the central candle in the menorah, that is used to light the other candles, and Rabbi Kaplan then lit the first candle of the holiday. The event included crafts and loot bags for the children, traditional Hanukkah music, jelly donuts and Hanukkah gelt, to take home. Hanukkah gelt is a gift of money, encouraging the teaching that material wealth should be used for spiritual purposes. Recipients are asked to donate part of the gelt to charity, and use the rest to strengthen family values and life. The menorah lighting was organized by Chabad Innisfil, at present a congregation without a synagogue or regular meeting place. Not yet, said Rabbi Kaplan. We're just starting out, but soon. O Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horah. And while we are singing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they shed a sweet light that reminds us of days long ago. Traditional Hanukkah song.